Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Joshua. Good evening, ma'am. And I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School. And I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. This service will take a few minutes to complete and ask about some sensitive topics. In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card. And if you complete the survey, you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We are going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers to questions are anonymous, completely anonymous, okay? Do you currently live in Boston?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the zip code of your primary residence?
02136.
Definitely. Thank you so much. What would you say is your gender? Just make sure we represent everyone, male, female, or something else, non-binary, transgender, gender variant.
Female.
Female, right? Thank you. How old are you?
Do I have to tell you that?
I mean, I'm going to read some categories. Just tell me to stop when we get to the one with your age, between 18 to 29 years old, between 30 to 44 years old, between 45 to 59, between 60 to 74, 75 or older.
That one.
All right. Thank you. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background? White, Caucasian, Black, African, American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian,
African American.
Native, African American, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you for that information, ma'am. Your opinion is extremely important. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school diploma. Sorry?
Associate's
degree. Thank you very much. The next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's excellent.
Excellent. That's great to hear. In general, would you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's good.
It's good. Thank you so much for your honesty and your opinion, which is extremely important. Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Would you say every day, few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Never. I sleep fine.
Oh, wow. That's also great to hear. So you never experience problems sleeping, falling asleep. Great. Now, how often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Never, about once per week, few times a week, or every day?
Maybe once a week.
Maybe about once per week, right? Thank you. How often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued?
What kind of study is this? These questions are weird.
Oh, well, ma'am, as I mentioned to you, it's just in a study in order for us to be able to find out about your concern about policing in your neighborhood and about the Boston Police Department. It sounds a little bit weird, but it's part of the questions. And no worries, it will completely be anonymous, right? So would you say, how often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued?
I don't.
Never? Okay.
No.
Thank you.
No.
The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late during the past 2 weeks. How often have you been bothered by the following? Feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge? Not at all, some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Not at all.
Okay. Having little interest or pleasure in doing things? Would you say not at all some days?
Not at all.
Okay. Not being able to control worrying?
I'm not worried.
Not at all or some days? More than half a day?
Not at all.
Not at all, right? Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
Nope.
Not at all, right? Okay, thank you
not
for your opinion, ma'am. Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? A substance use disorder? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Diabetes? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay, great.
Borderline. So it's a no.
Okay. Luckily, you are good with your health. Yeah. Overweight or obesity?
Moderate.
Moderate.
Everybody's overweight.
Okay. So we can...
They always want to lose.
Yes, exactly. We're not going
to
need your name. No worries, ma'am. So that's totally fine. Yes. It's high blood pressure? A yes or a no?
No.
Okay. An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or the like?
No.
Okay.
No.
Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm glad to hear you're doing well with your health. Here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationship that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act. If serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Somewhat likely.
I appreciate that, ma'am. Yeah. Have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, great. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes or no?
No.
Thank you for your opinion. Now, I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Very important, ma'am. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge. Are you strongly agree, some would agree, neither agree nor disagree, some would disagree or strongly disagree?
Do you mean in my community?
In most courts, actually.
In most courts.
Yeah,
period.
People of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge. Are you agree with it or do you disagree?
I disagree.
Do you somewhat or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
All right, thank you. The next quote is, people of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups. Same options. Do you agree or disagree? Somewhat or strongly?
I somewhat.
You somewhat disagree or agree?
Yeah.
I somewhat disagree. Definitely. Your opinion is extremely important. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial groups like animals. Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Strongly agree, some would agree, neither agree nor disagree, or do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system. Strongly agree or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
You somewhat agree with that, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
The next one is, people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers. Do you strongly agree? Well, same options, you know?
I strongly agree. They can.
Okay. Then your opinion is, again, extremely important, ma'am. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
I somewhat agree.
Someone agree. Thank you.
Yeah.
Law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind. Strongly agree. Strongly disagree or in between?
It's in between. I somewhat agree. Basically, I agree. Yeah.
Okay. But you somewhat agree. You don't really strongly agree on that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. No worries. That's your opinion, ma'am. There's no wrong or right answers. It's your opinion. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree or in between?
In between.
Would you say somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or neither agree nor disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Okay, perfect. Let's move forward.
Yeah.
You can answer these questions with a yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have they been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have you been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you so very much, ma'am. The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by the police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. Have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. Very important. Thank you, ma'am. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you so very much. We're 40% complete, almost done, ma'am. We just need a few more minutes. We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you so very much. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions. Strongly agree, strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or neither agree nor agree or disagree?
Neither agree nor disagree.
Okay, that's very important to know. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence.
No, I don't.
You strongly disagree or you strongly agree?
I strongly disagree. I don't feel that way.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. You don't feel uncomfortable. That makes total sense.
Right.
Thank you. Exactly.
Right.
Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there. Strongly agree or strongly, same options, you know?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree, right? Thank you. We are 82% almost done, man. Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
I would strongly agree.
Strongly agree, thank you.
Yeah.
I am less likely to call the police when in need. Strongly agree. Some would agree. Some would disagree, strongly disagree, or neither agree nor disagree.
I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, right? Very important. Let me
yeah.
know that as well. Let me notate that. Now, the next one is having contact with the law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school. You strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Would you repeat that?
Yes. Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
I strongly agree.
strongly agree, right? Thank you very much, ma'am. We are 88% complete. Thank you. We're almost done. These last questions are for statistical purposes. What is your current employment status?
Retired. I'm retired.
Okay, retired. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and continue. What is your current marital status? Are you separated, single, never married, married, divorced, widowed, cohabiting?
Married.
Married, right? Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so very much. And how many children do you have?
Five.
Five. Thank you so much. How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
Two.
Two. Thank you so very much. What is your household's total income from all sources? I will read you categories. Just stop me when I get to the right one. Under $20,000, between $20,001 and $50,000, between $50,001 and $80,000, between $80,001 and $120,000, between $120,001?
From $80,000 to $120,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. How long have you lived in Boston? Between 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7 years, 8 to 15 years, over 15 years, all your life?
All my life? No, over most of my life.
Most of your life. Over 15 years? Mm-hmm.
Over 60 years.
Over, let's select all your life, I guess, ma'am. You've been pretty much all your life there, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It's the best choice, yeah. And what best describes your current living situation? Are you a homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent with family or friend? Living somewhere I do not... Homeowner, right? Thank you so much. Have you ever lived in public housing in Boston? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you so very much. It's required to ask this. Please give the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, say Main Street and Elm Street, please.
Oh, you want the two streets?
Yep, the two streets that cross closest to your home. Just the street names. Exactly.
Carvet and Woodall.
Okay, Woodall, W-O-O-D. A-L-L in the first one, please?
No. W-O-O-D.
Mm-hmm.
Woodav. And Harvard Street.
Woodav, okay. Woodav and Harvard. Can you spell the first one? H-A-R-V?
H-A-R-V-A-R-D.
Oh, Harvard and Wood Avenue, right?
Yes.
Thank you so very much.
Uh-huh.
One moment, please. Okay, would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences with and perceptions of Boston police for a $50 gift card? Yes or no?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, let's select yes then. Thank you. You've now completed the survey. In order to receive your $10 gift card and to be contacted for a follow-up discussion, please provide your phone number and email address, please. Phone number?
Okay, 617-833-8094.
Okay, and also your email address.
That's the number you called me at.
Yes, exactly. It goes automatically, though, but I do see it right here. I do see it.
Okay.
I don't see your email address, though. Would you please be so kind to provide me with your email?
Sure. N-W, Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, Massey, M-A-S-S-E-Y, @gmail.com.
So that would be N-W Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, M-A-S-S-E-Y, @gmail.com, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's S like Sam. Make sure you...
S like Sam. Correct.
S-S. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fantastic. So in that case right now, I do have the right information, ma'am. I really appreciate that. Okay. The survey is over. I appreciate your time and patience. It took us a few minutes, so just keep in mind that you will get your $10 gift card, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening as well.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was a survey.